Well, a wonderful Friday morning, beloved. It is wonderful for me to be able to share every morning this week with you. And today we are in Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 35. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. Well, yesterday's reading was about the parable of the sower. In today's reading, Jesus explains the parable. Today's reading also includes the parable of the weeds, of the mustard seed, and of yeast. So let us begin. Listen then and learn what the parable of the sower means. Those who hear the message about the kingdom but do not understand it are like the seeds that fell along the path. The evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in them. The seeds that fell on rocky ground stand for those who receive the message gladly as soon as they hear it. But it does not sink deep into them, and they don't last long. So that when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. The seeds that fell among the thorn bushes stand for those who hear the message, but the worries of this life and the love for riches choke the message, and they don't bear fruit. The seeds that are sown in the good soil stand for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some of it as much as 100, others 60, and others 30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man sowed good seed in his field. One night, when everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the plants grew and the heads of the grain began to form, then the weeds showed up. The man's servants came to him and said, "Sir, it was good seed that you sowed in your field. Where did the weeds come from?" "Well, it was some enemy who did this," he answered. "Well, do you want us to go and pull up the weeds?" they asked him. "No," he answered, "because as you gather the weeds, you might pull up some of the wheat along with them. Let the wheat and the weeds both grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvest workers to pull up the weeds first, tie them in bundles, and burn them, and then to gather in the wheat and to put it in my barn." Then Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man takes a mustard seed and sows it in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it grows up, it is the biggest of all plants. It becomes a tree so that the birds come and make their nests in its branches. Jesus told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A woman takes some yeast and mixes it with a bushel of flour until the whole batch of dough rises. Jesus used parables to tell all these things to the crowds. He would not say a thing to them without using a parable. He did this to make come true what the prophet had said, "I will use parables when I speak to them. I will tell them things unknown since the creation of the world." Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, where Jesus said, "The seeds sown in good soil stand for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100, others 60, and others 30. You know, it's interesting that it's the same seed that is planted. It's different soil. The soil represents our hearts. And what stands between us and the full realization of the revelation of God's Word in our lives. That's why when the farmer goes out to plant his field, first he spends a lot of time preparing that field, preparing the soil to receive the seed so that his fields will give him the maximum profit. The maximum results. It's the same way in our lives. We must be steadfast in preparing our hearts to receive God's Word. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I want to hear your message and understand it. Nurture my faith so that it grows like a mustard seed and gives glory to you. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end. God bless you. Hope to see you in church on Sunday. And then we'll be back together next Monday as we continue with Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 through 58, where Jesus continues teaching about the kingdom of heaven by means of several more miracles. God bless you for this whole week, and we'll see you Monday.